Good morning. For the record, today is February 25th, 2015. The time is 11:06 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission, the District of Columbia, being held in the hearing room, the Commission hearing room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the Public Service Commission, and seated to my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort, and to my left is Commissioner Willie Phillips. This meeting is being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. Meeting is scheduled to consider formal case matters that require Commission action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted in the Commission Secretary's office and on the Commission's website on Monday, February 23, 2015. Commissioner Ford and Commissioner Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the agenda?
Yes.
All in favor?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
The agenda that's on the table in front of us, if that is...
No.
Okay.
It's the original agenda. Yes, thank you, Christopher. There was the original agenda had seven items on it, and the matter...
Item number four
related to...
A Washington Gas Light application for approval of a weather normalization adjustment.
Yes, I think we're removing that. Yes, that order on the original agenda as posted was item number four. That has been removed from the agenda. And so we have six remaining items. So the question will be, are you in favor of adopting the amended agenda?
And yet the answer to that is yes, I am.
Yes.
And the chair votes yes, so the agenda is adopted. As I said, there are six matters before the commission today for action. The first is informal case number 1017 in the matter of the development and designation of standard offer service in the District of Columbia. The order approves the Potomac Electric Power Company's revised proposed retail rates filed February 4th, 2015, including administrative charges for standard offer service for the period June 1st, 2015 to May 31st, 2016. The second item is informal case number 1093 in the matter of the investigation into the reasonableness of Washington Gas Light Company's existing rates and charges for gas service. This order gives notice that the Commission will move the responses to data requests identified in this order in the evidentiary record of formal case 1093 unless an interested party or person files an objection within 5 business days of the date of the order. Thereafter, if no interested person or party has filed an objection within 5 business days, the Commission directs Washington Gas Light Company to continue to file per books and weather-adjusted rates of return, and further directs Washington Gas Light to include a fully adjusted rate-making basis in its future quarterly filings. Third item is informal case number 1102 in the matter of the investigation into the continued use of Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated copper infrastructure to provide telecommunications. This order admits into the evidentiary record all of the documents on the final exhibit list filed by Verizon Washington, D.C. and the Office of People's Counsel on February 13, 2015, as agreed to by the parties. The Commission also admits Verizon, D.C.'s responses to in-hearing data requests that were posed by the Commission into the evidentiary record of this proceeding. The fourth item is informal case number 1125 in the matter of the promotion of the utility discount programs. This order grants the District Department of the Environment's Energy Administration's motion to file the Utility Discount Program Education Working Group Annual Consumer Education Program report out of time, and DDOE's unopposed motion for out of time filing of the Outreach Day report. The Commission reviews the annual report of the UDPE Working Group for fiscal 2014, and in conjunction with this review, the Commission considers the report on the UDPE Working Group's Outreach Day contained in the response of the Utility Discount Program Education Working Group to Order Number 17526. The Commission directs the UDPE Working Group to file a report providing the information requested in this order within 60 days of the date of this order. The fifth item is also informal case 1125 in the matter of the promotion of the utility discount programs. And this order seeks input from the Utility Discount Program Education Working Group regarding the effectiveness of the pilot program for pre-movie cinema advertisements established in Order Number 17289. The Commission directs the working group to file a report discussing the effectiveness of this pilot within 45 days of the date of this order, after which time the Commission will determine whether this pilot should continue to be funded in the consumer education program for fiscal year 2015. And the final order is PEPACR 2014-01 in the matter of the Commission's Fuel Adjustment Clause Audit and Review Program, Annual Consolidated Report. This order accepts the Potomac Electric Power Company's 2014 Annual Consolidated Report as being in substantial compliance with applicable reporting obligations imposed by the Commission on PEPCO. This order also accepts, in whole or in part, multiple recommendations offered by the Office of People's Counsel and directs PEPCO to provide additional information to complete or to clarify information provided in the 2014 Annual Consolidated Report consistent with those recommendations and denies Office of People's Counsel's motion for leave to file comments on the Commission's staff report prepared in this matter. All in favor of approving these six recommended orders, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Chair votes yes. The orders are approved. The next regular commission meeting is scheduled for March 11th, 2015 at 10 a.m. That is the next open meeting. The proposed agenda for the next commission meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. The commission will also hold a closed meeting on March 4th. There being nothing further, the commission stands adjourned.